Today, schools strike for climate action, and many students across Australia are gathering in different cities and regions to protest against the federal government's climate change inaction. Not only is it about protesting, but also raising awareness by having discussion forums where students and the general public could attend today. The Wire attended one of these rallies in Sydney, and our reporter Annie Lee spoke with key speaker and delegate Anna Ho.
I think that that's a concern that's not shared by me exclusively. If we look at almost any opinion poll asking young people what the matter that most interests them and worries them currently is, consistently the answer that pops up is climate change. We've seen already, in the years that I've been at university, massive bushfires, really huge floods that have really impacted the way that we go about and live our lives in a safe way.
Now, what are some of the main goals that you guys want to achieve from today's protest?
Yeah, so we have a couple of demands for this climate strike. So the first one is 100% publicly owned renewable energy by 2030. That's the basic target that we know that we need to meet, basically from scientists. And that renewable energy also has to be publicly owned, because as we, move into an age away from coal and gas and oil, it's important that the profits and the wealth from that transition go back into workers and the communities where those projects will be happening. One of the other demands that we're really passionate about is a just transition and providing adequate support for frontline communities.
This is not obviously the first time we've had protests. We've had protests for multiple times throughout the years. Since then, have the government listened to some of the demands that students and young people have been asking for?
Since 2019, the public discourse has shifted, which makes it now impossible for the Liberal Party to remain an outwardly climate change denying party. And so that means that at least they have conceded that they will put a net zero by 2050 goal. What that doesn't mean is that this is a commitment to real action or a commitment to shift away from the interests of fossil fuel bosses and corporate boards. So in short, I guess what that means is that the greenwashing has been able to keep a pace with what public discourse demands, but underneath the promises, there's not really been anything substantial.
If there was a message directly that you could send to the government, what would it be?
I guess that we're not waiting for change to come from Parliament House. Young people, students and workers, we are organising and we are harnessing the power that we have in order to accelerate the change that we need now.
So for those young people who are listening today, they're unsure, they want to do something about climate change but don't know what action they should take, what would you recommend they do?
I would recommend that you get organised and start participating in your local community groups. If you're a university student, luckily most universities in New South Wales and Australia have some kind of environmental activist group on campus, so get involved with that.
But not only students and the public are protesting and supporting these events. Some political candidates support these climate strikes. National Radio News political correspondent Amanda Kopp asked the independent candidate for Bradfield, Nicolette Bola, why these protests are so important.
The school strike is so important for a number of reasons. Of course, climate change is something that the government has pushed down the line to future generations by their, in my opinion, their woeful lack of action over decades. This goes to both parties. It means that the burden of responsibility is being pushed down to my children and all of our children. So one, that's not fair. And two, of course, that they're going to be inheriting a planet which is very less inhabitable than the one now. It's going to cost a lot to fix up things like impacts of floods and bushfires and droughts. So again, not fair. We need to take bold, meaningful action as soon as possible.
What are you actually calling, in line with this school strike for climate, I guess, but also you personally, what are you actually calling on the government to do when it comes to climate change?
When I'm elected to the 47th Parliament in a few weeks' time, there are some really quick and easy things that we can do. The member for Warringah, Sally Steggall, has a package of legislation which can and should be passed as soon as possible, which will put in place a number of things that will start to get Australia onto a 21st century footing for its economy. It's got all the infrastructure, like an independent climate change commission. That's really important because we need to split, to pull apart the science from the politics. That's what's been getting in the way of action. And so the Climate Change Commission will be giving advice about 5-year rolling emission reduction targets. And it will be published, and then it'll be up to the parties of the day, whoever's in government, to take those recommendations and either to accept them and implement policies that seek to meet those reduction targets or reject them. But in rejecting them, at least the decisions and the data behind that is made public so that people can make a decision whether the government of the day is acting in the best interest of climate action.
That was National Independent candidate for Bradfield, Nicolette Bola. Ending the story from National Radio News political correspondent Amanda Kopp and The Wire's Annie Lee.